New York, County of New York. This is an order to show cause, temporary restraining order.
Excuse me, you gotta just clear the sidewalk.
Yeah, we wanna clear into the park where we're allowed to go.
Right now, you're impeding my traffic.
Yeah, I know.
Structural damage.
Structural damage is the thing they're making up right now. Where's the structural damage? Yeah, nowhere, exactly.
I thought people were supposed to be able to be back in the square by now.
This is an order by the New York Supreme Court saying we are allowed in. They are not allowed to prevent us from entering the park.
So what are the cops saying?
Now they're making up an excuse that there's structural damage and it's a safety issue. And if anybody believes that, yeah, I want to move into the park where I'm allowed to go because I have a Supreme Court order.
I mean, the place... Stick with me for a second. I'm recording.
Order, man. We want a copy of that.
Here's a copy.
I'm from the kitchen.
There you go. This is an order, Supreme Court order.
You're from the kitchen?
Yes.
What do you think about this?
Well, it was kind of a trick. It was after midnight, and I went to the, you know, it's all the mayor. It's the corporation. They're getting paid for.
They're not allowed.
What do you think is going to happen?
They're getting paid for.
Move with me. Move with me. Move with me.
Chris, wait a minute. I got Chris over here. Chris! Chris! Come on. Get the papers. Get him the papers. This is the order of Supreme Court. We got one for the kitchen.
What do you think is going to happen now?
Let's walk outside. I don't know. Because this is a big surprise.
Say that again.
It's a big surprise. It's another tactics, you know. As you notice, the police might be a humanist, but they still work for 1%, okay? And that's what it's going to be, always. It's going to be between class, the rich, and we're the slaves.
What's your name?
Allowed the tents because there was no health hazards, there was no anything that should have made people nervous about it. And they policed themselves and they ran a democratic, pretty open process, and it was growing.
What are some of the next steps?
We were in court at 11:30. I invite you all to join us in court to see what's going to happen so we can continue this. And
we have to be in court at 11:30.
We have an order from Judge Lucy Billings that allowed us to go, all the occupiers to go back in to Liberty Park, Zuccotti Park, and bring in tents and the paraphernalia that they occupied with. And the response by the mayor was to close down the park. So we're going to have copies of the order for you very shortly, and we'll give them to you, and you can make your own decisions as to whether or not the mayor... respected the process.
The mayor is saying that they haven't to date enforced the rules that already exist for this park, and from this point on they are going to enforce the rules. Legally, can they do that?
No. The rules that they're seeking to enforce were not published, nor were they promulgated in accordance with how you change rules of zoning or occupation or public health or sanitary conditions, and they were merely posted, and the rules are the rules, and not only did they deviate from standard procedures, but they never handed out summons which would give people notice of what they were being charged with or what rule that they violated. And I think the mayor is playing fast and loose with the law and with the Constitution, and we're here at the request of the people that were the occupiers to try to make him and the police department abide by the Constitution.
What do you think the city moved at this point?
I think they moved in the middle of the night to deflect the criticism that they were going to take for trampling on people's rights.
Why is it so important to get back into the park? Why is it so important to go to court? And what does it mean by enforcing the rules published after the occupation? What are those rules?
I don't know what those rules look like because we've never seen them. I mean, it's nice and easy to be fast and loose and say rules, there are rules. But what are those rules? And if these are the rules, who voted on them? Who passed them? Where was the public debate on them? And it's important just to be in Zuccotti Park in Liberty Square because that's where the people were, and that's where this momentum started, and that's And that's what they were doing until their change comes.
Do you anticipate that these barricades will be lifted today, or will you go directly to the police commander on site with the injunction in hand? What is your plan?
My plan is to try to get them to enforce the rules and let the people back into the court.
Yep.
And we expect to make a strong showing today in front of the judge and then let the chips fall where they may.
Does the ruling say that the protesters had the same rights that they had before in terms of staying overnight and putting up tents?
I'd be happy to show you the rules. I mean, the injunction. The injunction says that the police can evict people that are here and otherwise not committing crimes. And also the court allowed the people to come back and bring with them the instrumentalities or the elements of their occupation, which are tents and tarps, et cetera, et cetera.
And the 11:30 hearing is the city's appeal of that? Or?
No, the 11:30 hearing is the judge is setting that time so that the city can come and argue against what we think is clear and convincing and necessary to protect the rights of the citizens of all of this country, but also the people of Wall Street that made this occupation a success.
What time was the ruling issued? When was this issue?
This was 6:30 in the morning.
So you guys had gone to court to get this ruling because we
heard about it and we prepared papers and we called the judge, and the judge was kind enough to meet us and review it, and at 6:30 she signed it, and we served the police department, the private owner, and the mayor's office and the corporation council, his lawyer, around 8:00 by fax. But as you can see, the mayor is taking it upon himself to close the park, which not only violates a court order, but from what I can see, none of these police know that there is a court order.
Can we get your full name and spelling, please? Yeah. You can move back a few feet.
Yeah. Sir,
can we get your name and your title?
Whoa, Daniel Alterman.
Alterman.
And you're with the National Lawyers Guild?
I'm with the National Lawyers Guild, and I've been a civil rights lawyer in New York for 40 years.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just say one more word about that. The part of it, why they closed it down?
Yeah.